This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person in the left seat. Today, we're leading with a story out of North Carolina, because on June 27th, something happened that has never happened before in this country. And it's the kind of first that pilots are going to be talking about for a long time. Here's what you need to know. A paramedic named Quinn Reese answered a 911 call. That part is routine. Paramedics answer those calls thousands of times a day across the country, but this response was different. Reese didn't roll out in an ambulance, and she didn't lift off in a traditional helicopter. She flew the first advanced life support response in the United States aboard an electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Advanced life support, we call it ALS. That's the higher tier of emergency medical care, the level where you've got a trained provider who can start intravenous lines, push medications, manage an airway, run a cardiac monitor. It's the care that bridges the gap between the moment something goes wrong and the moment a patient reaches a hospital. And for the first time, that care arrived on the wings of an electric aircraft. Let me back up and give you the context, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Before I do, a quick word from the people helping us keep the lights on here at the hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, electric vertical takeoff and landing, you'll hear it called EVTOL, and you'll hear a lot of noise around it. For years now, the industry has promised us air taxis over congested cities, quiet electric aircraft hopping from rooftop to rooftop. A lot of that has felt like a slide deck looking for a business case. Big valuations, splashy renderings, timelines that kept slipping to the right. This is different. This is an aircraft doing real work on a real emergency call, carrying a real paramedic to a real patient. And that matters, because emergency medical services may turn out to be one of the first places where electric aviation actually earns its keep. Think about the mission profile for a moment. A medical response is often short range. It's point to point. It frequently needs vertical access to a scene where there's no runway, no ramp, sometimes barely a clearing. That's exactly the flight profile where an electric aircraft can shine. Shorter legs mean the battery limitations that hurt eVTOL in other roles matter a lot less. And the vertical capability means you can reach places a fixed-wing aircraft never could. According to the reporting from the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA, Reese spent months in preparation and training before that June call. And I want to sit on that point, because it's the part that gets lost in the excitement over a shiny new airframe. The aircraft is the easy part. The system around it is the hard part. You don't just hand a paramedic a new category of flying machine and send them to a 911 call. You build training, you build procedures, you build the maintenance backbone, the dispatch protocols, the weather minimums, the go and no-go criteria. You figure out where the aircraft charges, how fast it charges, and what your reserve looks like when a call comes in at the worst possible moment. Every one of those questions had to have an answer before Reese ever lifted off. That's the real headline here. Not that an electric aircraft flew, that an entire operational framework flew with it. So, let me connect this to you, the listener. This affects you if you fly in the national airspace system, which is all of us. Here's why. When a genuinely new category of aircraft starts flying real missions, it drags the whole regulatory and procedural apparatus forward with it. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has spent the last several years working through how these powered lift aircraft fit into our rules, how they're certified, how the pilots are rated, how they mix into airspace. That was designed around fixed-wing airplanes and conventional helicopters. For a long time, that work was theoretical. Now it isn't. Now there's an operator flying advanced life support calls, and every one of those flights generates real data, real experience with how these machines integrate into busy airspace, real answers to the questions that used to live only in a rulemaking docket. If you fly general aviation, this is the leading edge of a change you're going to feel eventually. More powered lift traffic in the low-altitude environment. New players in the pattern at your local field. New voices on the frequency. It won't happen overnight, but North Carolina just moved it from someday to now? Let me flag something as opinion here. So you know where the reporting ends and where I'm reading the tea leaves. I think EMS is going to be the proving ground that eVTOL needs, not because it's glamorous, but because it's the mission where the value is obvious and the numbers work. When you're racing the clock to reach a patient, the ability to go straight up, fly direct, and land in a tight space is worth a great deal. The economics that don't quite close for an urban air taxi look very different when the payload is a paramedic and the mission is saving a life. But here is the caution that comes with it, and this is still opinion. A first flight is a milestone, not a track record. The real test of any air ambulance operation isn't the first call. It's the thousandth. It's the night call in marginal weather, the mechanical squawk on a launch, the day the battery math and the mission demand don't line up, and somebody has to make the hard, disciplined decision to say no. Aviation safety isn't built on the flights that go right. It's built on the ones you have the discipline to turn down. The good news is that everything AOPA reported about this program points toward that discipline. Months of preparation, real training, a deliberate, deliberate buildup to that first call. That's how you do it right. So what should you actually do with this news? Honestly, for most of us, nothing today. You don't need to change a thing about how you fly tomorrow morning, but keep your eyes on this. Watch how the powered lift rules mature. Watch how these aircraft start showing up in your region. And when you hear someone dismiss eVTOL as vaporware, remember that on June 27th, a paramedic named Quinn Reese answered a 911 call in one and got there. That's a real airplane doing a real job. And it's a genuine first for American aviation. My thanks to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association for the reporting behind today's lead. You can always find more at radiohangar.com. The future doesn't arrive all at once. It arrives on a single call, on a single afternoon in North Carolina, with a trained professional at the controls and a patient who needed help. I'm Tower. Keep it right side up, and I'll see you next time.